This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome back to the Biohacker Bunny podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, and today's episode is all about optimizing the brain for mental health performance and longevity. I'm joined by Rachel from Brain Code, a company specializing in brain mapping and neurofeedback, a non-invasive way to retrain your brain for better focus, sleep, mood, and emotional regulation. In this episode, Rachel shares her powerful personal story of how neurofeedback helped her overcome bipolar brain patterns as a teenager, and how that experience led her to build Brain Code and develop an at-home neurofeedback system that allows people to train their brain from anywhere in the world. We also dive into how neurofeedback can support nervous system regulation, recover from trauma, long COVID symptoms, and even relationship dynamics, plus how it compares to other brain technologies like TMS and BrainTap. If you care about mental fitness, emotional resilience, and long-term brain health, this is an episode you don't want to miss.
Okay, so welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I am beyond excited for this episode because we're here with Rachel and Angie's in the other room, the Brain Code girls, and you have this amazing device that basically rebalances the brain with neurofeedback. And you have an amazing story. Angie has an amazing story of how you guys got into this. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Angie was on the podcast previously, but it's been, I don't know, a year and a half or something. So, and we've met occasionally at conferences, and it's really incredible what you're doing in this space. So welcome. Please give an introduction of how you got into neurofeedback.
Yeah, Jenny, thank you so much for having me. You know, I adore running into you at conferences. It's like my favorite thing. But yeah, I got into brain mapping and neurofeedback through a personal experience. So like so many of us that fall in love with just health and wellness and longevity, when I grew up, I was really struggling with my own personal mental health. So from a very young age, I was exhibiting very like self-sabotaging, impulsive behaviors. That got a lot worse the older that I get, right? 16 years old, you get a license. Now what maybe could be, have been controlled at home started to not so much be as much in my parental control. And so I found myself honestly in copious amounts of danger. I was utilizing illicit substances, drinking a lot of alcohol, flunking out of school, skipping class, you name it. I ended up getting arrested a couple times, unfortunately. And that experience began kind of having my parents question what was really going on with my mental health. Yeah. I had tried talk therapy. I didn't want to be reliant on medication for my whole life. And so after getting arrested yet again, my parents ended up sitting me down and said, are you thinking before you're acting? Like, seriously, are you thinking before you're making decisions? And as simple as that question was, it really started for us to realize that I was out of control of my brain. My brain 100% was in the driver's seat of my life. And so thankfully, my mom fought for me and she ended up looking for other ways to support me with my mental health. And that's how we stumbled upon brain mapping and neurofeedback. I ended up doing a brain map. I wasn't super excited about having to go do it, but I did a brain map and the results results essentially showed that my frontal cortex, right, which is like the decision maker of your brain, was going 150 miles an hour with no brakes. So good luck as a teenager, like trying to make great choices when your brain is just going super, super, super fast. Thankfully, I had the ability to do neurofeedback. So I had the opportunity to rebalance and optimize brainwave patterns. At the end of my neurofeedback experience, took about 60 to 90 days, I did a second brain map, and the new results showed not one clinical pattern of what was bipolar disorder. So my initial scan with that frontal overactivity was classic bipolar. At the end of it, my after scan, not one clinical pattern. And not only was I able to see that change and that proof of change quantitatively on the brain map, but truly, it was the first time ever I felt like I was in control of my brain versus it being in control of me. So I was like, that's it. Like, I am going to figure out how to do this as a career. I felt so just called that I wanted to go help other people just optimize their own brain activity. So then I began the long, windy journey of founding and starting Brain Code Centers. So,
wow, that is a story. So how old were you when you first did this neurofeedback?
Yeah, I was 17 years old when I did it. I had been showing signs of, honestly, bipolar activity from a lot younger, actually, but I don't think we knew as a family, like, what was going on. There's, you know, doctors try to get you on all these medications, you're diagnosed with 15 other different things, but I had never really had an imaging done. So doing that brain map was really helpful for us to get more of a formal diagnosis. And then, yeah, I mean, truly, since I was a teenager, I sometimes I'm a little impulsive here and there. It's not like I have a perfect mood all the time, but I have never once exhibited any sort of bipolar disorder whatsoever since then.
Do you know, is there a certain like cause for the frontal lobe to be overworked? Like, why was it? Do you think there might be some DNA genetics involved? Or do you think maybe, you know, maybe it was some toxins that kind of redirected the brain not to work so much in some areas and work more in the frontal lobe? Do you have any idea about
that? Such a good question.
As someone who used to struggle with daily fatigue, relying on caffeine by 2 p.m. just to function and waking up in the morning feeling like I didn't even sleep, I know what it's like to not have real energy. When I started biohacking, I realized something huge. Most of my life, I didn't actually have true energy. Once I began reversing my health and focusing on mitochondrial health, the part of our cells that makes energy, everything changed. Now I have energy all day, every day, without needing caffeine in the afternoon. Being in the biohacking and supplement space, I learned how important it is to give our cells and mitochondria the fuel they need for real energy and long-term longevity. And that's exactly why I created my supplement, Happier Health. I just launched and I built the stack because I wanted everyone to experience the mental and physical energy I have now, all day long. Because when you have energy, you feel better, you think clearer, and you move more. And honestly, energy leads to happiness. So if you want to go try Happier Health, just go visit happierhealth.co and you can use code HAPPY20 for 20% off your order. That's again, happierhealth.co. Use code HAPPY20 for 20% off your order. Everyone is loving it, and I'm so excited to launch this supplement stack.
When we are looking at our clients' brain patterns, right, we of course look at genetic history, DNA, we're looking at blood, hormones, everything, because there's so many different variables that are going to impact brain patterns, brain maps, EEG activity. For me personally, we looked back at some of our history, and my dad's brother had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and he had been on heavily medicated for a long time. So there was definitely a component in, you know, my lineage. Looking back too, and I feel like over the past couple of years, I've put some of these pieces together, but I actually ended up getting on synthetic birth control when I was probably like 15 or 16 years old. Don't think my parents knew about
for
that.
Acne or... Because I was on
the,
that.
Part of the impulsivity. I don't know what I was doing. And I am convinced that that was a huge impact on what was going on with my brain activity, because my behavior from about 15 on got substantially worse. So I absolutely think there was
they were handing out birth control like candy.
Oh, like, and like heavy doses.
Yeah, and antibiotics. It was like, here's some birth control, here's some antibiotics when I was young too. I was like,
awful.
It's so bad. It's like, let's destroy the gut microbiome that also controls, you know, both the brain and the gut work together. 100%. And then it's like, then let's disrupt your hormones with some birth control.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing too, like understanding how we're all wired, and some people are also going to be more sensitive to different. I mean, I don't think that's a different subject, but I don't think necessarily we should be taking any sort of medication without knowing what our own individual bodies and brains are doing.
I know.
So genetics, hormones, I'd say those are probably the two biggest contributing factors, because I didn't grow up in a lot of trauma. I didn't grow up with a lot of just unforeseen circumstances or really chaotic yeah. parenting. It was really well balanced. So that was not a part of like my nurturing.
I know. It sounds like your parents really were there for you and helped you take the correct action, which I'm sure a lot of parents would just be like, let's just get you on bipolar medication or take you to the doctors and put you on something, you know? Yeah. So it's really great that your parents went that route. And have you ever taken medication for it, or you went straight to neurofeedback?
It was in the options. I mean, my life was truly, my parents' friends were like, your daughter is going to end up in jail or dead if she doesn't get her life together. And so I was absolutely going to probably try medication, but we were going to look and exhaust all the other resources before that. And I'm just so grateful that my mom ended up finding out about brain mapping before we even had to entertain that route. So no, never once been medicated.
Was neurofeedback common, or did you have to really go search it out? And, you know, I'm not sure if you brought neurofeedback more as made it more popular, or was it very rare back then?
You know, most people, even to this day, right, 2026, people think that what I do, neurofeedback brain mapping, is this cutting edge, like, this must be new. Did you create it? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm glad that I come across so intelligent. But no, neurofeedback and founding human brainwaves was actually discovered in the 1940s. Wow. So there's been a lot of people doing brain training, doing research for many, many years. But I think now more than ever, people are looking for objective ways to measure their health. Yeah. Less and less people are wanting to rely on talk therapy. Less people are wanting to rely on medication, right? Or they're noticing that talk therapy isn't necessarily going to move them forward to their full capacity. So I do think more people are starting to just search it out, which is nice. But we definitely did not know that much about it. My mom's friends had ended up doing it with her daughter. Mm. And so she had heard good reports from her friends. So that's how we stumbled across it. Full transparency, the reason that I was very called to creating an exceptional client experience as a business is the first experience that I had with neurofeedback was not good. It was very clinical. It was very cold. I remember walking into this clinic and, like a lot of people, I think fear, wait, they're putting wires on my head. What are they doing? It was not a very well-received therapy for me as a teenager. And then we ended up finding a different clinician that was very incredible at explaining what she was doing and showing me the wave patterns and showing me how my brain was changing. So I felt a lot more a part of the experience, and it changed the game for me. So we did have to find some digging to find the right fit.
Well, and your device is so simple and can be delivered to someone's home. So tell us, when did you start the company, and how did you kind of invent this headband that you put on? It's a very simple procedure, and I think a lot of people can think it'd be intimidated by it.
Yeah.
So yeah, when did you guys start this amazing company?
So I started Brain Code about 11 years ago. I've been in the field for almost 16 years now.
Wow.
But I started my own company about 11 years ago. And I've always done in-person clinical training. So we have 8 different clinics across multiple states. And for a while there, I wanted to grow everywhere. I wanted to have, you know, 100 plus locations. However, I was actually really grateful for when COVID happened, because it made entrepreneurs start to think outside the box. And I think now more than ever, people are wanting to have health options like at their fingertips. People travel everywhere. We're all busy. We have 20 different kids. We're driving around everywhere. We don't have time to fit in all of our appointments as is. So when that happened, we decided to say, hey, we need to create a solution so that more people can train their brain at any time and really start to address anxiety, sleep issues, focus issues without feeling like it's costing them an arm and a leg, and they're having to carve in another weekly appointment. So we created our hardware and our software along with some awesome companies. And I had tried all the different headbands that were out there on the market. And I just honestly was pretty underwhelmed. And so we were like, let's figure this out on our own. So I love the team that we have created. We have our own headband, our own app. And yeah, people can train their brain from anywhere in the world. That company has been around for about 4 years now. And I think the biggest thing people think is there's no way remote neurofeedback training can be as effective as if I go do it in person. Mm. And to be honest, I thought the same thing whenever I first started remote neurofeedback. I was like, you know, we'll help them, but gosh, like that's just, it's only going to get them 80% better. And our clinical outcomes are remarkable, sometimes even better than our in-person. And I surely think it's because people are more consistent with training. Consistency and repetition is what rewires the brain. So the more consistent you are at teaching your brain this more optimal learned behavior, the better your results are going to be. So our clients are just really consistent because it's right there at their house.
That's so convenient because even these like health clinics too, a little red light or sauna, but when you're doing it or an IV like once a month, you know, it's not going to make that big of a difference. But that consistency of getting good sleep, getting workouts in, like daily consistency really compounds and I feel like has more of an impact on your health and instead of just getting one IV. So it completely makes sense. So what does this help with? Like what symptoms? Does this help with anxiety? Does this help with maybe bipolar or any of these, you know, mental things that people struggle with? So can you kind of give us like what this helps with?
Absolutely. You know, bipolar is obviously a lot more of an extreme condition for some people. So that is one case. But I would say the majority of our clients are struggling with anxiety, ADHD, sleep focus. Mm. Nervous system regulation is a huge one. We have a handful of different segments of the population that we work with. We work with kids as young as 6 years old, wow. You know, working on mood regulation, emotional control, focus. We also have clients in their 80s that are really wanting to work on memory and longevity. But I'd say a huge part of our population is definitely 30s to 50s, just working on stress management, anxiety, all of that.
ADHD. Does this help people completely, you know, try not be on medication? Because that's such a huge impact. There's so many side effects with medication mm-hmm. and then addiction as well to medication. So, you know, so many people just go to medication, especially for, you know, ADHD, Adderall is a big one, anxiety, what do they call it? Benzos. So, you know, and they can be very addicting and have side effects. So mm-hmm. does this help a lot of people kind of either lean off medication or not be on medication?
If you've been looking for a simple, science-backed way to calm your nervous system and reduce stress throughout the day, you have to try Pulsetto. It's a wearable vagus nerve stimulator that helps shift your body out of that constant fight or flight mode and into a more relaxed, regulated state. And the difference is real. I've been using Pulsetto in the morning before bed and even on a busy work day when I need a reset, and it's become one of the easiest tools for supporting my nervous system and lowering stress levels. It helps with sleep, focus, stress, and overall calm, all without medication or complicated routines. If you want better sleep, deeper focus, and a meaningful reduction in stress, you can use my code BIOHACKERBLONDIE for a discount or click the link in the show notes below. When it comes to regenerative health, peptides have been one of the most powerful and clinically interesting tools I've seen. They support everything from metabolism and weight loss to building lean muscle, improving sleep, reducing inflammation, supporting immune function, skin repair, and hormone optimization. Peptides have truly changed the landscape of modern wellness. Recently, I've been using peptides like retatrutide, which has been incredible for supporting metabolism and sustainable weight loss. I've also been using tesamorelin and epomorelin to help increase growth hormone and target visceral belly fat. And KPV has been a game changer for me in reducing inflammation and supporting gut and immune balance. What matters most, though, is quality, safety, and sourcing. And that's exactly what I'm excited about Soma Peptides. Soma offers high-purity peptides that are third-party tested and come with certificates of analysis so you know exactly what you're getting. Their peptides are manufactured in the U.S. facilities that follow strict quality standards with transparent labeling and rigorous testing for purity and potency. They also offer peptide nasal sprays, which I love, including D-Sit for better sleep and nervous system support, and NAD nasal spray to support energy, brain function, and overall cellular health. What I really appreciate is how simple Soma makes ordering peptides. You can browse peptides by goal, whether that's fat loss, cognitive function, energy, longevity, skin health, or recovery, and order without the complicated hoops most clinics require. If you've been curious about peptides and want a safe, trusted way to start, you can use my code BIOHACKERBLONDIE for 15% off your order. Just head over to yoursoma.com or click the link in the show notes and use code BIOHACKERBLONDIE. And now let's get back to this episode.
Yeah. I love when a client reaches out to us and does a consult right before they're either about to do meds or they're like, okay, I'm going to try this. This will be my last ditch effort. And then I'm getting the prescription. And most of our clients never end up having to fill that prescription.
Wow.
Because if you can actually, like, I mean, what does a medication do anyways, right? It changes EEG pattern. It changes brainwave activity. If you can teach the brain to fire optimally, but do it naturally and do it organically through learning, right, then you shouldn't have to compensate with a medication in the first place. So that's always a big win for people that are already on meds, which honestly is probably 50% of our clients that start with us. They are already on 1, 2, 5 prescription medications.
Wow.
Absolutely, we can help them reduce, obviously, with, you know, their prescribing doc in communication. But yeah, I mean, it's a game changer. We have this really awesome visual representation in our office with this big clear bowl, and people put, you know, they'll black out their name, but they'll put their empty bottle of prescripts in it. And I mean, the amount of bottles that are in these jars is incredible. And it's just an amazing visual testimony of how health is so possible for people when they put in the work.
Wow. I just got chills because it's like the best part. I'm sure you are just like full. It just fills your heart to be helping so many people and, you know, giving them their life back really and their health.
Yeah.
It's so incredible because the brain is so powerful. And I don't think a lot of people give enough credit to the brain because that's what motivates me to work out. That's what, you know, gives me energy and excites me for the day. And so I'm big on focusing, especially like even supplements and everything. And of course you have to do the mental work. It's, you know, I'm sure this neurofeedback is not the one fit for everything for health. We have to do the foundations and eat whole foods and, you know, support ourselves and support our brain and not eat Doritos and toxic food while we're doing this neurofeedback. So tell us how this device works and the whole procedure and how long it takes, what's the typical, how often people should do it.
Yeah. And I love that you said that because neurofeedback is not like the slam dunk for people. Absolutely. We have to have our foundational elements. I think I love neurofeedback because also a lot of our clients are pretty well versed in a healthy lifestyle. Like they have a lot of the fundamental stuff down, right? But they still have this background anxiety or they still feel like they've plateaued in some areas. And so I always tell people you have to have all the software dialed in, but neurofeedback is more like rewiring the hardware, if you will, so that you ultimately can kind of take that power back. But you're very, very right. Like you can't be eating Doritos, drinking Diet Cokes and thinking neurofeedback's going to change your life magically. But yeah, so neurofeedback is reward-based training or operant conditioning. So what you're doing is you're teaching the brain how to regulate itself by providing the brain with feedback when it does something good. So this feedback is completely non-invasive. So there's nothing ever going into the brain. All we're doing is feeding back to the brain auditory and visual reward cues when it does something desirable. So it's almost like looking into a mirror, but for your brain. So what happens if you're either in the clinic or doing it remotely is you have video feedback. You could watch your favorite Andrew Huberman podcast. You could watch this podcast. You could do whatever you want you can put it in as your feedback form. However, you're not just sitting there watching you and I talk on a podcast. Your brain has to hit certain tailored targets, if you will, that we have challenged it to do clinically on the back end in order for the video and the sound to play. So let's say you have your headband on, the headband has the little sensors already embedded on it. You pull up your Brain Code remote app. I'm going to do my stress protocol for that day. You click on your stress protocol, which again, completely customized to your brain. And then you're going to click on, you know, the podcast that you're going to watch that day, and then your brain goes to work. So for that video to stay bright and loud on the screen, your brain has to hit these certain thresholds that we're asking it to. When your brain starts to fall out of that ideal optimal zone, the video goes away and the sound goes away. Well, no brain likes to sit there and not have a clear picture, right? Because our brains love novelty. They love figuring things out. They don't want a lot of gaps in their feedback. So that attunes to your brain, hey, refocus again, get back to what you were just doing. All of a sudden, brain makes an adjustment, auto-correction, video starts to play again, sound starts to play again. So the brain kind of goes through this curious experience of regulating its own activity while you're receiving this feedback, which changes how brainwaves fire long-term. So if you do this repetition and this training enough times, like learning how to ride a bike, eventually you don't have to do neural feedback forever for your brain to have this learn ingrained neurological highway. And that's what I love about it, right? I trained my brain when I was 17 years old. Your girl's pushing 40. I don't have to keep training my brain to feel good. Now, of course, I can do peak performance training. I can do maintenance training. After I had my first baby, I did some just hormone optimization brain training. But I'm never doing neurofeedback because, God, I feel like I'm getting a little bipolar again. And that's the beautiful thing about it. So you train your brain for about 6 months. If you're really compliant with the 6-month program, usually that means training your brain 3 times a week. Sessions are 20 minutes. Really at the end of that, about 80 to 90% finish up in completion. There's a few clients that have more complex patterns that will continue training for a little bit longer. But yeah, when you're compliant with the program, that's about as long as it takes to create that neurological permanency.
3 times a week for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And you're pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow. That is amazing. What is the cap? That is that something before
you do? Yes. So the cap that we either do remotely or in person is the QEEG assessment. So it's that baseline assessment that we do to measure brain activity and get a quantitative picture for where there's areas that are over or underactive.
Okay.
So we ship our clients that are remotely out that cap plus their headbands.
Okay.
Or if they're near a clinic, they can come in for the in-person assessment. They're both incredible assessments. They both give us great metrics that we need to really individualize our treatment plan and protocol. But that's that full cap. And then the headband is for the training.
So they do that once and then it's the headband for 6 months. Wow, that is very incredible. I feel like so many people need this. I mean, you see so many people in cities dealing with obviously mental issues, something we need to discuss with the government or something.
Amen.
Because this is life-changing. Have you talked to anyone maybe? And you know, there's Callie Means and all these people kind of in the White House now. I mean, this is something that's needed.
You know, a huge roadblock right now is there is a neurofeedback code, so people can utilize it with their health insurance, but the code gets paid horribly. So as medical professionals, licensed professional counselors, you're sometimes a little bit limited in the reimbursement rates that you can get back. And we are actually making quite a bit of headway with changing that. So that is definitely going to be in the near future. But more and more people like Medicaid, Medicare are starting to recognize it and, you know, paying the doctors and professionals what they really need. So that will be a huge, huge roadblock that's removed once that changes a little bit. But yeah, gosh, put me in, coach, wherever we can go, really like lobby for this and chat about this. It's so critical.
I feel like the pharmaceutical companies would, is the battle would be there.
But you know, the pharmaceutical industry is a $1 billion industry. We're not trying to come for it, right? We're just trying to educate the masses and give more people the insight that, hey, you don't have to rely on medication. There really are other ways. And that's what I'm super passionate is just about getting the education and the word out there. If we can start with that and start to change a little bit of that societal wave, then I think more progress can be made on a systemic level. But I mean, still to this day, I mean, hopefully most people listening, like you might not have even heard about neurofeedback yet. So hopefully this was the first time people can hear about it, right?
Yeah, it's honestly, I feel like it's so life-changing and most people don't know about it.
Yeah.
Do people in the longevity space or people, entrepreneurs, do they do this as well just to optimize their brain?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I love working with like our biohacking kings and queens. It's so fun because they are kind of sometimes that ideal client. Like they're doing all the things. They have all the fun, like red lights at home. They're really good at prioritizing sleep and clean water and whole nutrition. So just to take them and level them up, even if it's 2-4% better, sometimes that can be some of their biggest changes in their life. So absolutely, optimization and longevity is a segment of the population that we work with.
And what do you see the difference of? I know sleep. I'm such an advocate for sleep, and a lot of people struggle with this. I don't know if that's more like anxiety, hormones, or deficiencies, or what's going on, but what do you see with typical clients that use this, and are they just completely sleeping better? Do you think it was anxiety as your job or anything, or do you think, like, no matter what, it's always an improvement with sleep?
Such a good question. You know, I would say a lot of people coming into us don't even write sleep down as their top five goals, which is always incredible, because then I look at their map, I'm like, how do you sleep? Like, it looks like you sleep awful. And then you bring it up and they're like, oh yeah, I rarely ever get a great night of sleep. Never wake up feeling refreshed, right? Or they say, you know, yeah, I sleep great, but I never wake up feeling good and I'm always tired, you know, 3 hours later or something. Are you sure you sleep great? So I think sometimes we have this false sense of what sleep really needs to look like on an optimal level. But in general, there's a handful of different patterns that are going to be reflective to us of what's going on. Sometimes you're totally right. It's just some anxiety. It's a really overactive kind of buzzy brain pattern, or maybe you have a brainwave called high beta, and that high beta is interrupting your sleep patterns. So it's called beta spindling. When you have beta spindling, meaning a beta brainwave kind of spikes and waves when you're sleeping, which should not be happening whatsoever. Beta needs to be happening when you're alert. That's going to make you very easily waking, trouble resting, really kind of restless, wiggly sleep. Other people struggle falling asleep, right? And so maybe their alpha rhythm, which is the brainwave that kind of shifts you up into the fast, down into the slow, isn't doing a good job at being flexible. So if your brain doesn't start producing slow alpha when you close your eyes, that is a little bit of an abnormal pattern. So it's going to be really difficult for people to have sleep onset. Then there's insomnia patterns. I mean, I could go on and on. So it's really important to understand the why behind why people aren't sleeping in the first place. But second off, absolutely, you start regulating some of those patterns and for sure people start sleeping better. Now, definitely don't want to miss out. Yes, hormones are critical. Lifestyle, what you're doing before sleep, critical. Yeah. But we have a lot of clients, for example, like a first responder, that their sleep schedules are crazy.
Oh my gosh.
They are never going to be set up for a perfect sleep. And they report sleeping better than they have in their entire career. Wow. So you can still make gains and have neurological flexibility even without having an optimal sleep schedule.
Wow. Do you see a difference in deep and REM?
Yes. So that's why I love, you know, like the Oura Ring or something like that, where we can actually track both progress that we're seeing on brainwave changes, but also tracking what's happening with sleep stages. Mm. So a same thing with the assessment. When clients come in and they already track their sleep and we know, right, hey, they never get into REM sleep, or they only get 30 minutes of deep sleep, then we can change the protocols a little bit on our end to really assess for what type of sleep cycle we're trying to get them to stay in.
Wow. So do you guys work with any other people in the brain space, like Doc Amen, or, I mean, they're doing the brain scan so of certain things, and you can also do the ultrasound. So have you guys kind of all worked together to do some of these procedures together?
Yeah, you know, so Dr. Amen does the SPECT image where they're looking at hyper or hypoperfusion of the brain, a little bit different than EEG imaging. I believe he also does QEG, but I actually don't know for sure. They have a little, I don't think that they do neurofeedback, but I could be incorrect on that. I think that they more create a lifestyle change, really big on behaviors, really big on nutrition, supplements, which are also game changers as well. I don't know if they do neurofeedback, but always down for synergistic relationships. Absolutely. We've really stayed in our lane of being like brain mapping and neurofeedback. And then I refer out and collaborate with hormone specialists and, you know, supplements, nutritionists, all of that. But yeah, I'm trying to think of what else.
There's so much, you know, there's the neurofeedback, there's, you know, he scans kind of the structure of the brain, I've heard. I'm not an expert. And then there's also the ultrasound. Like I did a podcast with like a top neurologist and he uses like exosomes and ultrasound to kind of target certain areas. So it's interesting to see all the different ways. And then there's brain tap. And do you use brain tap as well?
I love brain tap. They're a great product. It's again different than neurofeedback. I look at it more as like a tool to have, a little bit more like that software training, whereas neurofeedback again is back to the hardware resetting. But I think brain tap is great, right? They utilize a lot more like mindfulness and sounds and the light kind of all in one device. It's not really brainwave neurofeedback training, but it's a great tool.
What about TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation?
Yeah, I feel like a lot more people are starting to do TMS. Mm. The research is actually pretty fascinating when it comes to TMS. I don't know enough about it. I kind of want to go try it because some of my patients have tried it. It is much more intensive, right? Mm. So they're actually putting magnetic stim into the brain. I would say it's a little bit more of an invasive procedure. It's very loud. You can feel it. It can be uncomfortable for some. Some people, it doesn't bother them. It's very expensive. So unless there are...
I had some friends do it because they were in dire need and it really is very expensive.
I feel like for medication-resistant depression, that is sometimes I'll refer if I'm on a consult and someone has... they are medication resistant, they have heavy depression, suicidal ideation, I always say, have you tried TMS?
I want to take a quick moment to talk about something that I think is absolutely foundational for health, longevity, and sustainable weight loss, and that's blood sugar. If you really want to get to the root of all day energy, reducing cravings, better sleep, and metabolic health, glucose balance matters more than most people realize. We spend so much time focusing on supplements, workouts, and optimizing sleep, all important, but blood sugar is often the missing piece. That's why I've personally been using Signos. Signos uses a continuous glucose monitor to show you your blood glucose levels in real time. Throughout the entire day, you can actually see how different foods, meal timing, movement, stress, and even sleep impact your glucose, so you're no longer guessing what works for your body. When your glucose stays balanced, energy becomes more consistent, cravings decrease, sleep improves, and recovery gets better. And here's something that doesn't get talked about enough. Blood sugar also plays a role in skin aging. Repeated glucose spikes drive glycation, which damages collagen and elastin over time and contributes to visible aging. What I love about Signos is how simple they make this. The monitor ships straight to your home. The app is easy to use and you get real-time insights and notifications that help get better guide better decisions throughout the day based on your own data. If you want to try this for yourself, head over to Signos. They gave me a special discount just for listeners. Use code JennyJ for 20% off your order. That's JennyJ for 20% off. And now let's get back. And now let's dive back into this episode. Let's talk about one of the most important molecules for energy and longevity, and one most people have never heard of, NAD+. NAD+ is a molecule found in every single cell in your body. It's essential for turning food into energy, supporting your mitochondria, repairing DNA, and keeping your brain and body functioning optimally. The issue is that NAD+ levels naturally decline as we age, and when they drop, people often notice lower energy, slower recovery, brain fog, and accelerated aging at the cellular level. That's why I love MitoQ NAD+ Dual Action. It doesn't just support NAD levels, it helps your mitochondria actually use the NAD+ more efficiently. It combines clinically researched ingredients like nicotinamide riboside, niacinamide resveratrol, and PQQ to support cellular energy focus and healthy aging from the inside out. This is about supporting your cells, not stimulants or quick fixes, so your body can produce real sustainable energy. If you want to support your energy, mental clarity, and long-term cellular health, you can try MitoQ NAD+ Dual Action for yourself. Use my code BIOHACKERBLONDIE for a special discount. Just head over to MitoQ.com or click the link in the show notes.
for, you know, some of the other things that people want to work on, me personally, I'd rather try a more non-invasive process first. But again, I just don't know enough. I want to have a personal experience with it before I speak in more depth on it.
I know with COVID, because of the nose straight to the frontal lobe, have you seen any change since COVID where, with people's brains?
So when COVID first happened, I actually made a comment on Instagram about like observational data that we were noticing right after people had COVID. There was this very distinct pattern of slow wave production. So excess theta, excess, some excess delta, and excess slow alpha. And it was always—
Wait, what does that mean?
It means that there was just a slower pattern being produced after COVID.
In the frontal lobe?
Well, there wasn't really a location specific area was happening. I was seeing it kind of across the board, a little bit more global activity.
Okay.
And it was very much related to people experiencing brain fog, fatigue, memory issues. So those patterns correlated perfectly. But anytime I did that map, I was seeing it consistently, right? And I've seen tens of thousands of brain patterns. And so that year I was like, have you had COVID in the last 30 days? And everyone's like, absolutely.
Wow.
So that was really interesting to see what that kind of virus was doing from a cognitive standpoint. As far as more long-term changes, I don't know if I have like enough data to speak on that. There's so many variables, if that makes sense. But we are still working with people with long COVID symptoms, having great success. But anytime you'll have kind of a higher viral load, you'll get some slowing in the brain as is. But it was pretty excessive after COVID.
And do you think the neurofeedback helped kind of reverse some of those symptoms?
Oh, absolutely. Our clients that have had either long COVID or COVID symptoms,
wow.
Great results.
I feel like people are still struggling with it, and we all have some side effects that we can't pinpoint.
I know.
But I feel like people are still,
we just have trauma in general from the whole experience.
Yeah, it's been a learning lesson for all of us.
For sure.
So do you have, what is the protocol to, do you guys recommend any supplements? What is, you know, your typical go-to? Do you recommend nutrition and all that with the device?
Yes. So starting off with that brain map, if there are a few patterns that I see that flag me to want to have more information first, so which could lead themselves to either oxidative stress, hormones that are disrupted, trying to think of like toxic exposure, mold, autoimmune conditions, you name it, which are a lot of clients. Now, if clients have not already had that information given to them, they don't have updated labs, they don't know what their blood's working, they don't know what their hormones are doing, before they start neurofeedback, I will suggest that they go get some updated panels and they're working with like a functional doctor or something like that. Because I don't want to be limited in the work that I'm doing if there's an underlying condition.
Yeah.
A lot of my clients do have that information, right? And they're already working with a doc. So they're like kind of taken care of. So I feel more comfortable to start the neurofeedback. But if they don't, then I'll say, hey, let's also either get you on a detox protocol first, totally like a cellular protocol. Love Body Bio. That has been a major one. Well, they'll do that for 30 days before starting neurofeedback. Absolutely. I love collaboration. I think there is a good order of operation to set people up for success. And sometimes neurofeedback is not in my first line of defense.
Yeah.
But if other people have tried some stuff before and they've reached roadblocks, then we start the neurofeedback pretty early on. Sometimes if we're working with like a major trauma case and they've never done any sort of therapeutic work, we'll, you know, pull in some brain spotting or EMDR or somatic counseling. So it just depends. But I love, collaboration and correct order of operation.
Yeah. It's amazing to me, you know, 10 years ago and before biohacking, it was like I would say I'm more on the happy side of people. Like, I've never struggled with depression or anything, but it's really amazing to see the healthier I become, the happier I become, the more energy I have. You know, I'm not, my, you know, emotions are all over the place. It's like you get inflammation out of you and your brain is not inflamed and your neurotransmitters can do what they need to be doing. So it's like, it's honestly my mission just for people to get it, because I feel like people don't understand. They eat toxic food and they're like, well, my body looks good. And I'm like, it's not about the physical body. When you optimize your brain, your whole life changes. Like, yeah. It's like, it's you, your brain is energized. You're excited for the day. You're, you know, it's a whole game changer. So my whole like mission too is just like, please eat real food, stay away from toxins, because that all affects the brain. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, once you optimize your brain, it's like, wow, I feel internally happy. I feel internally energized. I don't need stimulants. I don't need these things. And it's like, really incredible. And I wish everyone could be biohacking, because it just really changes your life. So, but yeah, so this whole device, how much does this procedure cost, and people can get this sent to their home?
Yeah, the program, we try our best to make our remote program as affordable as possible. That's something I'm really passionate about. From a remote side of things, we have two different programs just on different levels of care, ranging $1,700 for the full 6 months, kind of spread out in low payments. Wow. We have a higher performance level that's about $3,500 all in for the 6 months, again, spread out. So $1,700 to $3,500 all in.
It's like supplements.
I know, right? Gosh, I feel like I'm like a supplement junkie.
Me too.
Our in-person, a little bit more expensive again, because you're seeing a neuro specialist every single time. So that ranges, and the program's a little bit longer, so the appointments are spread out farther because it's, you know, not as convenient for people. So they'll probably work with us for closer to 9 months, and you're going to spend more like $4,500 total. And that's pretty standard for neuro. If anything, it's a little on the lower side. But yeah.
I mean, to optimize your brain and...
your best asset,
not
baby.
Be on medication. That's probably going to cost you a lot more in the long run, and you won't feel good, you know.
For sure.
So does this work for everyone? Is this something that maybe some people just don't have improvements?
You know, I look at mental fitness like physical fitness, right? Like, you would never tell anybody that getting your 10,000 steps in a day, prioritizing strength and endurance, is not good for you. It is, right? So neurofeedback is mental fitness. You're just teaching the brain how to be more flexible, develop strength, and basically have a higher level of adaptability, which is good for everybody. However, I do believe there is an order of operations. So there can be clinical roadblocks. For example, if somebody has a major toxic exposure and I can see that on their brain map, I really am going to need them to get some other support alongside the neurofeedback program, or else they're still going to have some struggles.
How do you see toxic exposure in the brain?
Just a pattern where there's a lot of slow kind of profuse slowing, essentially. So we look at the raw EEG and you can just see it if there's like heavy toxic exposure.
And that's why people with mold have brain fog and they have low energy.
100%. So we can see.
And you can see
Yeah. We can see low testosterone. I can see.
What?
Yeah. It's the coolest. Why would we think, though, if you think about it, why would we think that the brain doesn't also tell us that same story? It's in the exact same body that the person living in, when their brain and their cells are firing off at all cylinders, right?
Low sex drive, you could see that.
that's interesting, like libido. I would look at it from more of a lens of anxiety mostly, or like low testosterone, or is their brain not shifting into that place that it needs to? So you could see some patterns, right?
Wow. Okay. This is super.
We can see attachment. Attachment's fascinating.
Attachment.
So if you don't know about attachment theory, there's four main attachments: anxious, avoidant, disorganized, or secure, right? So how well do you attach to other people, to things? So we can see, and I love doing couples brain maps, where you can say, you know, you're a little bit on the anxious side, you're a little bit on the avoidant side. That's a little bit difficult sometimes for the relationship, but you can change it, right? When someone has an avoidant pattern, usually from how their upbringing, how they grew up, a trauma. And so they have a tendency to withdraw or close off or get really kind of disconnected to their partner. We can absolutely teach the brain how to not be shifting into that state under stress or conflict.
So I guess this can also be used if people are going to get a divorce. You're like, let me just fix your brain.
We joke there. We have some of our actually good friends to this. I'm thinking of this one specific client. She tells me to this day, she's like, oh, and she's this, like, she's one of our good friends. She's this black lady. She's big personality. She's awesome. She's like, oh, you girls saved my marriage. She's like, no way in hell would I still be married if I hadn't have done that brain map and understood how my husband's brain worked. She's the best. Shout out to Samantha. But yeah, you can totally help it. Brain maps are like visual forms of grace. So when you get to sit there and explain to two people that you fell in love for a reason, right? This is why you're wired, how you're wired. Here are some of your tendencies. Here are some of your blind spots. Now, this is an scapegoat. Like, hey, okay, well, she's just an anxious piece of crap or he's just an asshole. It's not a scapegoat. It's helping provide a little bit of that space to give someone the grace that they need. And then, yes, go challenge them to do their self-work. But it does give a little bit more softness to the relationship.
I mean, I've heard people, you know, they have mold in their home and it can ruin the relationship. You know, your libido's down and you're inflamed and then, it's just really those toxins or anything can really affect your brain and affect your relationships.
Yeah.
That's the best part. It's like the healthier you become, the better person you become as well.
100%.
Is this something you guys also work with maybe athletes as well, like retraining the brain for athletes to be more productive?
So I never thought I'd include whey protein in my diet until I found Kona Nutrition. Now I get it, why it's everyone's go-to for building muscle, because it actually works. I had the pleasure of interviewing the founder and we talked all about whey versus beef isolate and why whey is more effective when it comes to building muscle. But Kona Nutrition is more than just protein powder. Their whole mission is health first. Their whey comes from cows that have 2 acres to roam. It's grass-fed, RBST-free, no soy, no GMOs, no antibiotics. It's minimally processed with the lowest heat possible, which makes it way easier on the digestive system. And it's third-party tested. Seriously, it's the cleanest whey protein I've ever tried. I add it to my froth milk, my cookies, my psyllium husk breakfast, and it's the perfect way to start your day with protein to help balance blood glucose and stay full longer. You can find the link in the show notes for a special discount, or you can use my code BIOHACKERBLONDIE at checkout. You guys know I'm always looking for science-backed ways to improve gut health and immunity, and this one blew my mind. I started using Kepos, the first human milk, yes, human milk equivalent superfood. It's based on human milk oligosaccharides, which are these incredible molecules that help feed your good gut bacteria, strengthen immunity, and even support brain health. Honestly, I wish I had this years ago. It's been such a game changer for my digestion and overall energy. If you want to try this for yourself and see how it works in your own life, just head to the link in the show notes and use my special discount code BIOHACKERBLONDIE for 15% off your order. Simple, easy, and such a game changer. You've heard me talk about fasting before, but I get it. Fasting isn't easy to stick to. That's why I personally love Prolon, the 5-day fasting mimicking diet. It's backed by decades of research from Dr. Walter Longo at USC, and it gives you the benefits of fasting, cellular renewal, metabolism reset, and longevity support without giving up food completely. You will notice steady energy, better focus, and you won't feel deprived. If you want to try it for yourself, Prolon is offering my listeners 25% off your first order. Just head to the link in the show notes, or you can head to my website under the shop tab, or just go directly to prolonlife.com/BHB. It's a great reset if you're ready to support your long-term health in a real research-backed way.
Yeah, we work with, I actually got my kind of start. I very weirdly found myself working with elite athletes early on because I had some neurologists referring their patients over to me in Denver. So basically worked with like the entire starting lineup of the Denver Broncos, like as my first clients. It was, it was very funny as like a young neurofeedback therapist. between their peak performance training, concussion recovery, I mean, I will say that it was the back-to-back Super Bowl rings that the Broncos won when they were all working on brain health. So I don't know if there was a correlation there, but whether it's the Broncos or golfers, golf is a huge population that we work with, right? Because golf is
very focused,
a huge head game, right? And every athlete these days, we have all of the tools to get them at peak physical health possible in 2026, right? The amount of
I would be so confused as an athlete. It's like, what do you take?
Correct.
You know?
But like, what are you doing for your brain? How are you training that as an organ? And so I think a lot more people are starting to look into the mental fitness side of things. And so, yeah, that's when brain code comes into play.
I think people are really realizing the importance of the brain, you know? And I think people don't focus on that when you get older too, you know, Alzheimer's, all these things. It's just as important as your physical body. And so it's like, we want to make sure we're not having this buildup of plaque and all these things. So it's very important. I'm such an avid, I figured like I'm actually a love for dopamine. Yeah. And it actually is part of my DNA. I've realized it's called, I think the COMT. There's the warrior gene and then there's the worrier. Have you heard of this?
I haven't, but I would love to learn.
I mean, I just went over my whole DNA with this company, DNA Labs, this week. And I was like, oh, that's so why. Cool. And it's funny because intuitively I've craved like L-tyrosine and things that can increase my dopamine. I take this natural stacks like dopamine precursors. And it's because I have an enzyme that processes dopamine quicker. And then the worriers it takes longer to process the dopamine. Oh. So I go through dopamine quickly.
Joyful Jenny.
I always am learning something new. I swear. It's like, how many years have I been in this space? And it's
what's so fun about what we do. I like love it so much. It never gets old.
I know. And it's also the best people. Like, I'm just always appreciative of this space because I feel like people are more into their health. So their mind and their body is more connected to, you know, not being inflamed. And we're all, I feel like if less people were inflamed, we'd all have a better world. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So what is the future of Brain Code? Are you guys doing anything new or just keeping it as trying to treat people's brains day at a time?
Yeah, I really like just the idea of we are brain mapping neurofeedback specialists. I know there's a lot of wellness clinics that are starting to try to have everything under one roof, which I love, but we're going to stay very like strict to just brain plasticity, which I love, but I'll continue to collaborate with just amazing supplement companies, different clinics that are doing health optimization, you name it. But yeah, love speaking just around the world on the neurology of everything, your relationships, the 1%, how do you step into the best version of yourself, you name it, and just health education in general. But it should be exciting to see. I feel like the brain is a really trendy topic and continues to be. Nike just made these, have you seen these like crazy flow state shoes they created? I'm probably botching what they're called, but they have
the
these
the little balls.
These little balls on the bottom.
I saw those.
Which target, I imagine it's kind of like reflexology, target and pinpoint places to make you feel a little bit more like you're grounded in space. Ah. So if you're feeling more grounded and connected to Earth, right, that should translate up to flow state and how your brain is staying in a focus mode. So I'll be so curious to see like what other devices and things happen and are created because of the fascination with the brain and because of the fascination with mental health. I think all in general, all ships will rise if more people are focused, like you said, on brain health.
I know. It's truly impactful. And I'm like, I want people to stop focusing on the physical body. I feel like fitness people are so just like muscle, body fat. And I'm like, but do you feel good internally? Do you feel energized? Like, you know, a lot of that space is very toxic. And so it's like, but the best part is having a functioning brain that you feel happy and excited for every day. So,
yeah, I feel like I actually learned at the Eudaimonia conference that I saw you last that people are starting to spread it out in three buckets, which I never like to polarize groups, but it's like you have the fitness industry, you have the biohacking industry, but then you have the wellness industry and how each one is a little different.
Yeah.
But the idea, right, of wellness is that more holistic wellness, right? Let's not just look like, you know, stage ready physically, but to your point, like mental deterioration is happening. You know, there's the biohacking element, but are you missing the fitness element? I mean, let's just get this all together, kind of more well-rounded guys, and all come together. Cause I think that's what everybody's intention really is health in general and feeling good, to your point.
Yeah. I love like the holistic yoga, you know, wellness, calm, the mind and everything. And then I like the biohacking, the peptides and the supplements and everything. And I love fitness. And I feel like a lot of people are just doing one. Mm-hmm. So Anyways, but this was such an amazing podcast. I always learn so much, and it's really incredible to meet people in the space because, you know, I think a lot of people think, oh, they're just selling supplements or just, it's just a business, you know, and they just want to make money. But I do feel like a lot of people in biohacking and health really just want the best for people. Yeah. And, you know, it's such a beautiful space. Like I think people, oh, this company's better, this company's better. But every time I interview people, you really get to behind the scenes and really understand that we're just trying to like make this a better world, really help people's health and do the best we can, which is really incredible. So I appreciate the work you're doing so much. You are changing people's lives. It's like the best gift you can give, right? It's like, you know, your heart should be filled and it's really magical and be proud of yourself and giving people their health and their life back. So it's truly amazing. So,
well, thank you, Jenna. Obviously, I'm so grateful that I've gotten to know you over the years. And we always, when you see us at conferences, guys, we're all just twins.
You are beaming. Every time I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are just a light. Like, oh, it's just sweet. Like the sweetest to ever see you guys. Oh. So I'm truly grateful to know you. And yeah, we'll keep on this health journey together and hopefully we can change the world.
I can't wait. And we're going to go brain map Jenny's brain after this. So she'll tell you what's going on with that bad boy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. A lot of work to do.
And go follow us on Instagram if you're not already following us.
Yes. What's your Instagram?
Brain Code Centers.
Okay. Brain Code Centers. Website is braincode.com.
Yeah. Braincodecenters.com. And we always love doing free one-on-one consultations. So if you or a loved one does want to learn more and have kind of that space to process and ask more specific questions about your situation, I'm more than happy to help.
Wow. So incredible. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Brain health is one of the most overlooked pillars of longevity, and neurofeedback and brain mapping are powerful tools for helping the brain learn how to regulate itself naturally. This isn't about masking symptoms with medication. It's about supporting the brain's ability to improve anxiety, sleep, focus, emotional balance, and overall mental performance from the inside out. If you want to learn more about Brain Code or explore neurofeedback for yourself, I've linked all the resources in the show notes so you can dive deeper. And as always, if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe to the Biohacker Blondie podcast, leave a review, and share it with someone who cares about optimizing their brain and their health. Thank you so much for listening and for taking another step toward becoming healthier, happier, and more energized from the inside out. I'll see you on the next episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast.